So I don't.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It's Sunday, June 3rd, 2012. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to the show. Let me welcome those in the chat room, the guests, Joe from Germany. Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Curtis Brooks' name or the Talking Smooth Jazz link, and that should bring you into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with Curtis, the number is 646-716-5485. I am talking today to 16-year-old saxophonist Curtis Brooks. Curtis, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. Let me correct you. It's 17 now. I just turned 17.
Oh, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good. 17-year-old Curtis Brooks. All right. All right. So now I understand that your mother will be calling in shortly. So
yes, she will. She should
okay.
be calling in.
Okay, good, good. All right, so Curtis, give us some a little background on your music career so far. How did you get started in playing the saxophone?
I was in my band class. I was in class, and they were talking about how you could get out of class if you played an instrument in the band. So my thing was, let me do something so I can get out of class and not be in class. I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go pick out instruments, and the saxophone was the most beautiful instrument that I saw that was there. And, I loved it once I started playing it, and that was that.
Okay, so your choice was the saxophone. Now, you know, and I don't want to pigeonhole you into one genre because I know that you do the R&B and the jazz as well. But
yeah. The
saxophone is like the majority instrument in jazz. And so you choosing that, there's a very, very few of saxophonists that have their own distinctive sound and is immediately recognizable when they start playing. So yesterday I was listening to a song by a saxophonist that sounded like another saxophonist. And so I was wondering, is there like a saxophonist that you can think of that you can immediately identify with when you hear their music?
That's a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenny G is probably one of the most recognizable people that you could probably name, because Kenny G has just like a certain tone when he plays that you just like, it's like, oh, that's Kenny G on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say Charlie Parker was another one. He has a distinctive tone also. But, that's one of the biggest things in playing the saxophone is you always want to have your own sound, your own things, and a lot of young saxophone players don't have that, and
right.
So it comes with a lot of practice and time.
And it's not only the young saxophonist, but the more seasoned saxophonist as well. I mean, you know, a saxophone is a saxophone, and
yeah.
a soprano sax is a soprano sax, an alto sax is an alto sax. It's all in how you add your own distinctive sound to it, and when people hear your music, you know, that's what you want them to say is, that's Curtis Brooks.
Yeah.
When they first hear your music. So, you know, I wanted to put that out there because we have so many saxophonists now, and they all start to sound alike at one point, and there are very few that have their own sound that we can immediately identify with. So you definitely want people to say that about your music, that is Curtis Brooks the first time they hear you play a few notes, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so now I know that you have a demo CD. Yes. Are you working on a CD of your own?
Yeah, actually right now we're working on a gospel CD. And yeah, we're working on that right now, and we're going to be trying to play at some gospel churches soon.
Okay.
A lot of major gospel churches around the country. And then after that, we'll be coming out with another jazz CD, but this one will be for sale, unlike the one that we have right now.
Okay. Now, are you going towards the gospel end of it? Is that where you're going to be mostly playing?
It's not that we want to go towards. I don't want to play towards the gospel. I want to stay in the jazz field. But I had always promised people that when I did my first CD, it would be a gospel CD.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's where we're going to come out with this gospel. A lot of gospel hymns and things like that.
Got it. Okay. So now your demo CD, tell me about this CD, and I'll play some of the music on that.
The CD, it was me and my mom, we were sitting down, and we were like, we need to get a CD that we can just give out to people sometimes when we're playing. Because people were asking, oh, do you have a CD? Do you have a CD? And we had to keep telling them, no, we don't have one. So eventually we said, well, let's look for a studio and let's get in and let's do some songs. So we went into the studio on Tracks in Riverside. A great guy, his name is Brad. He said, okay, we'll do two songs each time on the CD, and then we'll go over and we'll listen to them. So I said, okay, we got it done in about 2.5 hours probably.
Okay, now the songs that are on this CD, Angel Eyes, Just the Two of Us, they're mostly covers, Love on
yeah.
Top.
Yeah.
These are the songs that you wanted to play or wanted to pick as your... To add to the demo?
Yes. The reason I chose those songs is because those songs kind of show a lot of what I can do personally.
Okay.
A lot of the runs and all the stuff that I can do when I'm playing. I can play smooth with Angel Eyes and Just the Two of Us. I can play fast with Love on Top. I can play some smooth jazz with Wine Light and Step in the Name of Love. I can play some R&B.
Got it. Okay, so it's a wide range there. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start with Angel Eyes, and tell me about this song.
It's a beautiful song. I heard it, the first time I heard it, I was playing with a big band with a guy by the name of Everett Turner. I was going to be playing with them. I was going to be a featured artist for the Compton Conservatory of Music. And so he gave me this sheet of music, and we played it, and I just fell in love with it. I said, Mom, I have to get this instrumental for this song. And so we went in, and we got the instrumental, and I played it, and my mom was like, that's so beautiful. So when we got to the studio, I said, let's put it on the CD.
All right. This is Angel Eyes. Thank you. Right, that was a taste of Angel Eyes. I shortened it a little bit because the song is like 7 minutes long. But that gives you a taste of Curtis playing and his saxophone playing. That is on his current demo CD. Now, who have you been sending the CD to?
We passed out a few CDs at the Jazz Fest we played at just recently, Jazz at the Lake, a great event. We passed them out at our performances. And we send the links, like I sent to you, to different restaurants and different festivals.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Now, you mentioned that you were a featured artist at the Compton Conservatory of Music. Tell me about that.
I know a lady who is the head of the National Association of Negro Musicians, the Edna Hammett Porter chapter in L.A., and her name is Miss Randall. And Miss Randall has probably been my best supporter throughout my entire as I've gotten larger in the business. And she hooked me up with Mr. Turner, and they had me as a featured artist in his Compton Conservatory of Music, a big band, great musicians.
Okay. So that was a great experience for you.
It was awesome. That's when I probably... at my age said, this is what I want to do.
And have you reached out to other artists on Facebook or Twitter?
Yes. In fact, I sent a video to Gerald Albright. I actually have a few great musicians as friends on Facebook also.
Okay.
Some of whom are like Larry Williams, David Brewster, the great guy, awesome saxophone player.
Okay.
I said Larry Williams. He's another saxophone player. He's a teacher at Gardena High School, I think it is. I don't know which high school it is, though. But, I've actually sent a lot of videos to him.
Okay, and you can see his videos as well on YouTube. I checked out a couple of them on YouTube, so you can see Curtis there. Are you self-taught, Curtis? Are you taking any lessons?
Right now I take lessons, yes, but... in the beginning, I did a lot of just listening, which is key to how I play now.
Okay.
When you have a good ear, and that was probably how some of my undiscipline kind of started out. I was very undisciplined as a young saxophonist because I could hear very well. So I would be able to play just by hearing and not reading. So as I got older and it required me to read more, I learned that I just can't get up there and just play all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I did kind of teach myself a little bit, but I've learned more from teachers.
Now, is that where I read that you had a mess up on the song Mary Had a Little Lamb? Is that where the discipline
That is in? Part of the discipline.
Okay.
Yes, I was supposed to play at a church, New Joy Baptist Church in Riverside, my mom said you should practice the song before you go up there and play it. I said, no, I know the song, I can do this. But And so when I got up there and I got ready to play the song, this is when I first started playing, the saxophone started squeaking. So I, as soon as I got done, I just started crying. And I went to my dad, and he just held me and hugged me and said, you know, that's why you need to practice.
Yeah. Well, you know, you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Yeah.
So that's good. But I like your sound on Angel Eyes. You're, you sound really good on that.
Yeah, it's a good classic song. So yeah. You know, it's always good to have the classics.
Okay, the next song, Just the Two of Us. Why did you want this one?
This one, because I'm a big Gerald Albright fan. I mean, not Gerald Albright. I'm sorry, Grover Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Grover Washington fan. And I've actually probably been listening to this song since I was 8, 7, 6 years old. So for me to record this song, it was an honor just for me to be able to record it. So and it's a song that I really enjoy. So.
All right, this is Just the Two of Us. Right, that was Curtis' cover of Grover Washington Jr.'s Just the Two of Us. and that is on Curtis Current demo CD. Now, if someone wants to get a copy of your demo CD, how can they contact you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Curtis Brooks Sax. The C is capitalized, the B is capitalized, and so is the S on saxophone. You can like my Facebook page, which is Curtis Brooks. And all of this is available, and then you can message me, and we can try to get you a copy of the CD.
Okay, good, good. Now, I mentioned that you have videos on YouTube. Are you getting gigs from those videos, or how are you getting your gigs?
Actually, I have not got a gig off of my videos yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But one of them has a lot of hits, and a lot of people have looked at it, so we're trying to see, you know, if somebody calls me about it, then that will be good for me, you know.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you were giving the CD out at festivals. Are you just attending the festival, or are you playing?
No, I played recently at the Jazz of the Lake Festival in Paris, at Lake Paris.
Okay.
A great, great festival with Karen Briggs and Jimmy Reed, Victor Orlando, a lot of great musicians.
Okay, now how did you get that gig?
I met a lady named Crystal at a church that I played for, and I've probably been playing for Crystal for about a year now, and she called my mom and said we'd like for him to come and play for the jazz festival, and so I came out, and it was a great time, great event.
Very good, very good. That's great. I mean, you know, and now at 17, how was your first experience being on stage?
My first experience being on stage probably was, are you talking about when I turned 17, right?
No, I mean your first experience playing as a let's say a jazz artist on stage at a concert or a festival somewhere.
My first experience, because I'm used to it, I've been on stage my entire life.
Okay.
It's never fazed me.
Okay.
I've always been able to get in front of people and just play. I mean, it's or sing or do whatever I'm supposed to be doing on stage. I've never been a nervous person.
Wow, that's good, because, you know, half of America, that's one of their biggest fears is talking or performing in front of an audience. So that's good that you don't have that. That's really good. All right, let's listen to another song. This one is Step in the Name of Love. Why did you choose this one?
On any CD that I make, I will always have a song that people can dance to.
Okay.
And, you know, I've played this for a lot of parties and stuff like that. So it's a great song by R. Kelly that people can just get up and dance to.
All right, Step in the Name of Love. Thank you. All right, that was Step in the Name of Love from 17-year-old saxophonist Curtis Brooks. He has a demo CD out right now. He will is currently working on a gospel CD. But if you would like a copy of the demo CD, check him out on Facebook and email him there and ask him to send you a copy of his demo CD, and he'd be happy to do that. Now, Curtis, you are still in high school, or have you graduated already?
No, I'm still in high school. One more year left to go.
Okay, are you in the band there?
Yes, I am in the band, actually.
Okay. All right. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Wow, I love talking to young artists. I just absolutely love it. You guys just, you're so inspiring, and I just love talking to you. Now, I understand that you are going to Berklee College this summer. What are you going to be doing there?
Yes, yes. They're having a saxophone workshop, and it's a workshop where you can work on your improvising, your reading, and all of this is run by a guy named Bill Pierce. He's the woodwind director at Berklee. And it was probably, it's a very expensive trip, and we're still actually trying to get money for it.
Okay. Now, do you have some type of, I don't know, fundraising going on to help you pay for that?
We're actually going to have a fundraising concert for me and another student that's going to be going to the five-week program at Berklee this Saturday in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Long Beach where? Where in Long Beach?
You can follow me on Twitter. We don't know exactly where it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my mom to let me know where they're going to have it. It's a restaurant somewhere in Long Beach. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, you know Walter Beasley. You heard of Walter Beasley?
Yes.
He's an instructor at Berklee.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you'll get a chance to meet with him and, you know, talk with him a little bit as well. That would be nice. That would be nice. When you know where you're going to be for that fundraising concert, I definitely want to know where that's going to be, and that's going to be on a Saturday because I'm in Las Vegas, and I could drive up for that.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually going to have my band will be there playing with me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely be looking out for that because I can drive up for that. I would definitely love to see you perform.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play Wine Light next. This is another Grover Washington song. Is he like a big influence on you?
I loved Grover Washington, but I couldn't find his instrumental for this song. So Gerald Albright remade it on his album. I think the name of the album was For Grover or Thanks to Grover or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this awesome rendition of it. And so I said, well, let me just go with this one. It's a really lovely song, really smooth. And this is where the improvising comes in hand.
Okay. All right. This is Wine Light. Right. There you go. Wine Light from 17-year-old saxophonist Curtis Brooks. Again, if you would like a copy of his demo CD, email him on Facebook, and he will get a copy to you. And I have a phone call for you, Curtis. Daryl, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello. My name is...
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Me, Curtis Brooks.
Hi.
Hey, Daryl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Brooks?
I'm good.
Well, I'm 14 years old, and I'd like to receive some advice on how I can further my talents in playing the saxophone.
Okay. How long do you practice a day?
About a half an hour a day, which is probably not enough.
Okay. Well, I mean, it all depends on what you're doing during your practice time. What I'm going to tell you to do right now is to practice maybe an hour a day and then work a lot on scales and sight reading. All that is going to help you out.
Okay. Thank you.
Another thing I'm going to tell you to do is also go on YouTube and look up karaoke songs, some of your favorite songs, then just try to play with those. And that'll develop your ear, so when you get ready to play with bands and stuff like that, you'll be ready to play. It'll help. It'll all come in.
Okay.
Good idea. That's a good idea. Now, Daryl, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about...
Since the fifth grade.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, when you get your CD ready or demo ready, let me know, and we'll interview you.
Okay.
Okay.
And Daryl, send me a friend request on Facebook. I'd like to be your friend, kind of stay in touch with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
How did you get a request from Berklee College?
You go online and you go to Berklee College of Music, and when you go there, they will show you all of their workshops and schools like that. Then you apply, and they'll choose whether they'll take you or not. And when you get there, then they'll do another, just kind of like seeing how you play, how you read, and all that, and then they'll place you from there.
Mm. Okay, cool.
And Daryl, also hit up Walter Beasley on Facebook. He is an instructor at Berklee, and email him and talk to him a little bit as well.
Spell Beasley.
How do you spell Beasley?
B E A S. L-E-Y.
Okay.
He's a saxophonist as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You know, check him out. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Daryl.
You're welcome.
And good luck with your career.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's so cool. I love that. All right, Curtis, now, is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know about you?
You know, I'm a very humble person. I love to talk to people, especially younger saxophonists,
mm-hmm.
because one of my biggest fears in the world that we're headed to, rap is probably one of the most, you know, everybody wants to listen to rap. Nobody understands, you know, jazz and people like Gerald Albright and
mm-hmm.
Kenny G. They may know of them, but they don't listen to them. And
mm-hmm.
I played for school a few days ago, and, you know, only a few people were interested in what I was playing. So, you know, it's like, you know, you have to be able to help young saxophonists kind of, you know, want to stay with the instrument. They'll start playing it, but it's keeping them interested in it is what is the key.
Right. Okay. So now... What's your next event other than the fundraiser? What else you have coming up?
My next event is Sunday at First Baptist Church in Paris. They're having a youth service, and I'll be playing there. And that's about it. Right now, that's it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that Forrest Dixon just came into the chat room, and he said that he heard you play last week at Jazz at the Lake, and you were the talk of the venue.
Yeah, that's my cousin, Forrest, yeah.
Okay.
He's a big jazz fan. My cousin came to me and he was like, you know, everybody wants to, everybody's treating you like you're famous. And he was like, you know, for me, I don't really care because I've known you all my life. And so, you know, it was kind of funny that, you know, I kind of was getting that kind of attention. A lot of people were coming up and asking, you know, they were asking a lot of questions. I did a few interviews with Donna McAfee from LA Jazz, a TV show. Mm-hmm. I did an interview with the Talking Smooth Jazz, I mean, Smooth Jazz Magazine. And, you know, I did a lot of interviews. I also got to play with a guy named Jay Boykin. He used to be my teacher. Great saxophonist. And I'll actually be putting that video on YouTube soon.
Okay. And you know what I think it is, too, Curtis, is that we are looking for new and fresh music and artists for this genre.
Yeah.
And we, you know, and I don't say this in any kind of negative way or anything like that, you know, but they book the same artists for the same festivals, and we've seen them, you know, a million times already. And so we don't want to go and see the same artists all the time. We want to see new artists that have new music that can infuse more energy and into the genre. And so I think that's why you're getting the attention that you're getting, because you're new and you're young, you know, and you're giving us new music. And that's, and I think that's why. So keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up. And as well, Daryl is still on. So, Daryl, if you're listening as well, stay in it and do keep rehearsing and practicing, like Curtis said, and keep, you know, just keep at it. Be disciplined about it and just keep at it. And, you know, you both of you guys will be really, really good. You guys will be really well. So I'm happy to have you on. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
No problem.
I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. Just tell me about this one, Love, and I'll let you go.
Love, that was the first time I heard it, I fell in love with it. My music, Soul Child, I just fell in love with it. I had never heard of this song, to be honest with you. I didn't hear about it till maybe a week before I did it in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were talking about it. They were like, do you know Love? I said, no, I don't know it. I'm going to go home and I'm going to listen to it. I listened to it. I love the song. I picked my saxophone up as soon as I heard it, and I started playing with it. It took me about 5 minutes to learn the song. And so I perfected it by the time we got to the studio. And when we got in the studio, everything just came out. All my emotions and everything just came out through that song.
Okay. All right, I have another phone call. Area code 661. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Helena.
Helena, how are you? Meet Curtis Brooks.
Hello, Mr. Curtis Brooks.
Hi, Helena, how are you?
I'm good. I know Curtis. He has played for my church before, Citizen of Zion Church in Compton, and I'm just sending, I guess, information just to encourage him and let the people know that he is truly a blessing, gifted, and humble young man. And he's going to go far. And I listen to him all the time.
Oh, well, good, good. Well, thank you for calling in with that. Did you have a question for Curtis?
I would like to know, like, what is your next up-and-coming event that's open to the public?
The next, I have three up-and-coming events that are open to the public. I'll be playing at the At-Risk Youth Award winners from Live United Showcase Display Art Perform at RAM for June's Art Walk. It's at the Mission Inn in Riverside from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
That's this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, and then Saturday we'll be having the fundraiser in Long Beach. Almost there. It's a pizza restaurant, I guess. My mom is trying to. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Oh, it's called D.I. Pizza
in
Long Beach, California. And you'll hear a guy by the name of Dylan, a guitar player. He'll be there, and then I'll be there with my band. And it's just going to be a good event, a lot of fun.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Sunday we'll be at First Baptist Church of Paris in Paris.
All right. Now, will these events be listed on your Facebook page?
Yeah, they'll be on my Facebook page. They'll also be on my Twitter. I'll be
informing people about it on Twitter also.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Helena.
Okay, I do have another question.
Sure.
What is another means of communication? Because I know, like, a lot of people don't go on the internet, or they don't have Twitter, to say, like, even older people, or, you know, they don't Facebook. And so do you have, like, an email list following that you know, or any other forms of communication, I guess I should say? A mailing list.
Yeah, you can contact my manager at 951-545-0242. Let me say it again slowly just for the people who didn't get it. It's 951-545-0242.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Who was that?
I don't know.
Curtis, that was my daughter, Mina.
Oh, tell Mina I said hello.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hopefully we won't get in trouble. We ditched church for this, but...
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so now, Curtis, your Twitter handle is Curtis Brooks Sachs, right?
Yes, Curtis Brooks Sachs.
Is there two S's? Is it Brooks?
It's Brooks and then a Sachs, yeah. It's two S's.
Two S's. Okay, I just want to make that clear. All right. Curtis Brooks Sachs. All right, good. So that's where you can check him out, follow him on Twitter and on Facebook as well. And definitely pick up this demo CD. Email him and definitely try to get a copy of the demo CD to listen to as well. And we look forward to the gospel CD as well. So when do you think that's going to be out?
It should be out probably by, we're looking to have it done by the end of July.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. I definitely will be following you and keeping up with you as well.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great day. I'm going to close the show with love. So have a great day, Curtis, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, that was Curtis Brooks, 17-year-old Curtis Brooks. His demo CD is available. If you would like to get a copy of that, just email him on Facebook and follow this young saxophonist's career. He has a bright career ahead of him, so follow him. Thanks to those in the chat room. Curtis just arrived. Hey, Curtis. Forrest Dixon, all of the guests, and Joe from Germany. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I will be attending Brian Culberson's Napa Valley Jazz event this coming weekend, so I will not be on air. I will be back on Tuesday, June 12th, with part two of our interview with gospel jazz artist Ben Tankard. That's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, so tune in for that. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Here is love. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.